The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
All right, hello there. Is it morning for you when you're listening? Is it afternoon? I don't really care, but I'm just making small talk. Welcome to Globally Loco FM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On today's episode, I'm just getting right into it if that's right, Rudy. On today's episode, we have Basra in Iraq. And just because I have a little bit of an intro prepared, I'm not going to listen to any of your Italian nonsense today, Rudy. So.
No!
So, Rudy, let's get right into
Signore!
It. Are you aware? Okay, let me rephrase what I was about to ask. Do you know, Rudy, if Iraq is landlocked or not?
Iraq...
Do you know what landlocked implies?
Yes,
just to be
Iraq
safe?
Is not okay. Landlocked.
Very good, Rudy. 5 points to you. It indeed has a small harbor. A very small harbor.
Yeah.
And a tiny strip of coastland. And Iraq has actually waged a couple of wars on Kuwait because Kuwait has an actual coastline and Iraq was like, but what if that was us? You know?
Yeah.
So, when I was looking up some stats for Iraq, I was thinking that it probably has one of the smallest coastlines in the world. And I was wrong, quite frankly. In fact, we already had the country with the smallest coastline in the world. We've already done a past episode about them. Do you care to wager a guess which one that was, Rudy?
Smallest coastline in the world for the country we've done.
Yep.
Now let me remember the countries we've done.
Yep.
Smallest coastline. It either will be one of the small islands just because it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's going to be one of the mainland ones.
It's not an island nation.
It's not an island. Let me quickly go to our own podcast to see the episodes we've done. Because I definitely remember. I'm just checking myself, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be... what's the name of it? The one that we already did... Malawi.
Nice try, Rudy. I guess technically Malawi doesn't have a coastline, so in a sense that is correct. I am just talking about the smallest coastline that has a coastline, and that would be Monaco, of course. I forgot about it because Monaco is just like half the country is coastline, and it's just so fucking stupidly small, you know? Anyway, turns out Iraq has the 12th smallest coastline, but it's the third smallest coastline to land size ratio, if that makes sense.
Not to most of our listeners, but yes.
Okay, so that was all the intro to the intro, so now we get into
what
the real shit. So... this brought me to the coastline paradox. Have you heard of that before, Rudy?
Coastline paradox?
That's right.
What the hell? No. Is this
the
a conspiracy
coastline
theory?
Paradox? It's not a conspiracy theory. And
my waistline is expanding just like this coastline?
I have no idea what you just said. I have no idea what that means. Just keep in mind before I explain this that this is the way I understand it, and it might not be the correct or most comprehensive explanation, but
okay.
Just bear with me. Basically, the theory is, or the paradox is, that a coastline can never be measured properly, and in theory has infinite length, right? So in theory, every coastline is infinitely long, right?
What?
And the reason for that is... it depends on the measurement, right? the more accurately you measure the coastline, the longer it becomes. Just by virtue of, if I measure a curve, right? Just imagine like a half circle.
Yeah.
If I measure the distance from the like left point to the right point, and yeah, the radius of the circle is a half, then the length is one, right? Does yes. that make sense?
Yes.
Now, if I put a second point on there, which would be the top of the circle, suddenly the line that that gets measured is a lot is longer. Does that still make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Now you imagine that on a coastline with a lot of bends and turns. And the idea is the smaller you go, the longer the coastline becomes. But you can theoretically go infinitely small with the interval measurements, and therefore the coastline length keeps increasing.
Okay, does that so make it's sense? Just a mathematical bullshit. Why is this relevant?
I just thought it was fun.
Oh, fucking coastline paradox.
I just thought, it was
I thought
fun.
There was. I thought you were going to follow up with something that has to do with Iraq. And then no. I thought it's cool.
I just thought it's fun. I just thought
it's fun.
I mean,
it is fun. It's just I didn't expect it to talk about it. What the... All right, people. All those who have a port, all those countries, stop fucking whining it. You have an infinite coastline, all right? Just stop whining.
So true. So true.
This is the news, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well...
Iraqi forces seize drugs in Basra governor's crackdown.
I see what you did there. Pretty good.
It's not even me. That's the official article. The only reason I wrote down this title is because it sounds epic as hell. Do not for a moment think that we here at Globally Local FM care about your drug abuse. You're here for a fun time, not for a long time, and we get it. And if you do so happen true. To be found dead in a canal somewhere, well, it happens to the best of us.
I wholeheartedly endorse this message.
Yeah. Well, so but to really... actually report what happened, the Ministry of Interior and Security Media Cell spokesperson said in a statement, upon receiving confessions from apprehended international drug traffickers, a specialized force took action to execute arrest and investigation orders for fugitive traffickers in Basra governorate. The force arrested three key dealers and seized 40 kilograms of narcotic marijuana, acting under Article 27 of the anti-narcotics law, he added.
Marijuana. So, just to be clear, the convicted suspects were part of the government?
No, just three key dealers in the government found out about them by like getting their like under dealers and getting confessions out of them. Well, I guess a fun fact that I was unaware of, but maybe would be interesting to some people just as a fun fact is, so Iraq has over 3,637 kilometers of land border with Iran, Jordan, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Turkey. Its strategic location means that it is also a conduit for the flow of drugs between Southwest Asia and the Arabian Peninsula and Europe. Meaning most of your, let's say, Eastern drugs that you get people here probably came from through Iraq.
All right. I don't know what to do with that information, but pretty rad.
You sit out there with like pom-poms and be like, go Iraq, let's fucking go.
Go, drug dealer, go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, sounds good. Well,
because we need degenerates in society for us to feel better.
So true, actually.
I will stop before I get completely cancelled.
Already, I have some good news from Iraq. Well, I guess truth is in the eye of the beholder, so you can tell me if this is good news or not. The Iraqi government cuts 1 hour off of working days for all their workers due to extremely hot summers, making it very hard
I've
to work.
I've heard about those, and people, you will hear about more about that on the weather news, so you'll have to wait for that. But I heard pretty hot summers
That's
indeed.
Right. So, the Iraqi government people in Basra specifically, I think. Their work hours have shifted from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. to 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. because the days get over 50 degrees hot. And as you might know, people, that's quite warm. That's one of them where I would say, all right, an AC would be pretty cool here.
Yeah, like a small ice pack would be useful, I think, before it cooks in 5 seconds. The water literally boils on you. Yeah.
Yep, so definitely not something that I hope to experience anytime ever.
There are some people I who I know who die at 25 degrees Celsius, so now imagine twice that.
I think.
By some people, I mean my dad. My dad actually tries to find a rope to hang himself when it reaches 25 degrees Celsius.
What's the temperature really where you are like, all right, this is too much?
Me?
Yes.
You mean for outdoor activities? To like constantly be in the sun? Or just as ambient temperature?
Let's go for both.
Okay. Outdoor activities, don't give me more than 25 degrees. Because I'm an energetic boy. I move my body a lot. So more than 25 degrees, I'll get overheating really fast. For ambient temperature, when I went to Italy, it was like the average temperature throughout the days was, it was never lower than 34 degrees Celsius. I was actually checking every day just to see. Super hot, but at the same time, a lot of it was sitting by the beach and being in houses with AC or sitting in the car. So honestly, for those short periods amount of time when I just experienced the temperature and then immediately go into the sea or something, I was fine with it. I was completely fine with it. It's hot, but then it gets hot, you go swim. Gets too hot, I already know that in an hour, it's like, it never really bothered me that much. Because I never was at like, oh, I have to be in this heat without any refreshment or anything for like next 5 hours, right? Then it would bother me.
Yeah, fair enough. I think for me, for outdoor activities, I think it starts to get shitty at 35. Over
35. 35! Really... So at 30, you would still do sports outside.
Yeah. I think so. Like, it wouldn't be probably my first choice, but I would still be happy with it. I just remember earlier this year, I was watching a dog of an acquaintance of mine, I guess. And at the time, it was 36 degrees, I believe.
Yeah.
And I was just going to walk the dog for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then like 20 minutes into the walk, I was like, fuck, I should have fucking brought water. Like, I don't know. Nice. Never occurred to me to like bring a water bottle along on a dog walk just because it's going to be that warm. So the next day I did, and it was a lot better. So,
What a dumbass.
Moral of the story is, Rudy, don't drink water unless it's sparkling.
Moral of the story is, if you get a dog, the clock is ticking. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, buddy. Cool.
My next news story. Take me to the moon. In brackets, for a symbolic price.
Okay.
A young Iraqi civil servant in Basra is turning his love of astronomy into an opportunity to educate his community, offering affordable glimpses of the skies through his telescope. Ali Taher, stationed along the banks of the Sahal Arab River, invites passerby to view the lunar surface for a symbolic 1,000 Iraqi dinars, which is less than a dollar. See for yourself for 1,000 dinars, Taher tells potential customers. Everyone wants to see the moon, and I try to provide the right environment. I offer a chair and a comfortable space to relax and enjoy the view. And not only do the viewers get to see the promised land made of cheese, but they also get to hear about it, as our dear friend Ali is not shy about sharing his passion and fun fact about the celestial friend of ours. For Taher, the venture is more than just generating income. He sees it as a chance to ignite curiosity and foster a love for astronomy in his community, which to me is super cool. Because as an astronomy nerd, I fucking support this. I really support
Pretty
this.
Pretty rad.
But also, I will say, completely unrelated, but very weird coincidence. When I was in Rome, not but two weeks ago, I expected a lot of these, people, you know, coming up and selling you random stuff, taking pictures, blah, blah, blah. You know, tourist traps, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, by the way, I will take offense to this, but when we were walking, you have to, I know, I'm just going to say, when we were walking around Rome with Nuisance, he was like, oh, this is the first time I'm like walking around, like just the two of us around Rome. And mm-hmm. I'm not with my girlfriend. So all these people, he usually tried to like sell roses to couples. They're not like bothering us. And I was like, oh, wow. So because we don't look cool enough, huh? Anyways, there were a lot of random stuff that was being sold. And on one of the bridges, what I didn't expect, people already do that in Rome. There's literally like telescopes in rows where it's like, come sit down, look in the telescope, see the moon, see the stars. I've never ever before seen that people do that for money.
Like, just in, like, in the middle of the city?
Not broad daylight, in the evening, in like, late at night, but still. The city's bustling.
So, question then, because I've literally no clue. Is light pollution not affected, or does light pollution not affect, like, when you're using a telescope?
If it's a strong telescope, then not much. And it depends on what. Like, for example, if there are stars that you can't see because of light pollution in the city,
mm-hmm.
telescope might help you a bit, but light pollution is still a big problem. But with something like the moon, which even with light pollution shines through everything, because it gets the reflected directly from the sun, right? That one, mm-hmm. you'll just see anyway. So that's why all those telescopes are even... Like, most of them just point to the moon, because you can see everything there.
Yeah, well, I can already see the moon from where I'm standing, so no need for the telescope. Just...
How's why enjoy life? I can do. I can watch TV to see the rest of the world. Why exactly even drink fizzy drinks? Because I can just drink fizzy water. Why exactly. even That's think about saying. Sweets if I can just eat sugar? What is the point of anything in
That's
life?
That's not quite the same as the other three examples you had. yeah.
Fuck it, I'm gonna do it right now to prove a point. Where's my sugar cube?
Here, all right.
Here's a sugar cube. I'm eating it right now.
I still don't know what point you're proving, buddy, but good on you, I guess.
Fuck, right. That's a lot of sugar.
Proceeds to die instantly. Then I guess to round up the new segment.
That doesn't taste good at all.
I'm surprised. Anyway, happy news, Rudy. Iraq resumes rice farming after 2 years of saying, nah. So they were having water problems. They're still having water problems, but their water problems are less so in the fact that they can now farm rice again, which is water intensive. They also found a strain that uses less water, so boom, rice is back on the menu.
This sugar cube ain't it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not having a great time over like... here. It's fucking, you did this. Just to prove a point, I had to do this.
I already said that last one didn't make sense.
You are so fucked for this. But good for them for making rice again.
I think the only thing you're proving is that you're a little sugar boy. You're very sweet.
Oh, well, I would tend to agree. And I could only hope that a dapper young-looking Italian man would try to find out how sweet exactly I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, then maybe you can tease them by eating a sugar cube on the street.
I can be a sweet boy. I can be nice.
Yeah. Well,
I'm usually actually nice. Not that I can be. I am nice. I might be one of the nicest people you ever meet.
So true. So true.
I'm also one of the humblest.
Yeah, that is true. I've never seen someone so humble as you.
Yeah, right?
I'm really happy for you. Yeah. Right, Rudy.
And honestly, as you shower me with compliments, continue showering me with compliments. We can go to Dad.
Yeah.
They don't have to hear what happens behind the curtain.
Yeah. All right.
Hey. Yeah. You there. You want to see something cool?
Sir? Why do you look so weird with that huge black coat on you? I don't want any trouble.
Me? Weird? Nonsense. All I want to do is show you my new cool toy.
Okay, why are you taking your coat off? Sir? Wait. What the hell is that?
That, my friend, is my new cool telescope, which can, for a very symbolic price, show you the great wonders of the moon. Here, let me quickly also pull out a chair for you.
Oh my god. That is quite impressive. Y'all, get in here. This guy's pulling telescopes out of his...
For a symbolic price of less than a dollar, even you can see the moon today. So come on down, step on by for another Arabian night with the moon.
I think it's maybe best to not listen, to not look at this guy's moon. I think stay far away. If somebody approaches you at night, people, stay far away. That's my only recommendation.
I thought you don't care about the listeners.
Well, suddenly I do.
Anyways, on to the weather news. And for the weather forecast, people of Basra, buddies, common folk and the rich, my lovelies, you all are cooked. I cannot believe people actually live like this. And by this, I mean that the average temperature in daylight, average, is 42 degrees Celsius throughout the whole month of September. At night, it drops down to 27 degrees Celsius. And that is, by the way, a perfectly average summer day temperature from where I am from. And if you so far thought, well, it cannot be that bad, well, rest assured that if you are not gonna fry, you're gonna get real dry, as there is not a single millimeter, not a single drop of rain predicted for the whole month for September, and actually the month after that, and the month after that, at which point the forecast runs out of precision predictions. People of Basra, you better start rationing those water bottles. And in these lovely post-apocalyptic vibes, Henry, back to you.
Well, Rudy, I think it's time to keep an eye out, but in this case, make sure that you don't go to sleep too long or you might not wake up again from the heat. Anyway, picture the following. You wander around the scorching hot city with only sand and buildings near you. In an attempt to cool down, you look for a spot to swim, and even though you're close to the ocean, there's no clear way to go to a swim because of the aforementioned pretty shit coastline of Iraq. No good beaches. At the end of the day, you are but a dash of salt and pepper away from being the perfect medium rare steak. So, if you're a steak man, maybe Iraq could be your next destination.
Honestly, I am a steak man. One thing, though, and you will love to hear this.
All right.
Any trip I go to any country, I allow myself to get one steak. Because I do love steak. But I don't really... I don't want to be really a big part of the problem because greenhouse gases, blah, blah, blah. But one steak, I allow myself to go for, right?
Is this real?
This... Yes.
Very interesting. Then we have something to talk about after the podcast where I'm going to have some beef with you, buddy.
Shut up.
If you catch my drift.
Yes, I do. The steak I got in Italy, the only steak I got there, wasn't it?
You hate to hear it.
It honestly wasn't it. Yeah. Sorry, Italians. You got everything going for you, but that steak was not it.
Here's the thing, Rudy. And I've always said this, so listen carefully. It's important to have lows so that you can have highs. What's a good steak if you haven't had a bad steak, you know?
Disagree. I don't want to eat shit and pay much. Anyways, local business. Local business. My recommendation. All right. After my weather forecast, the only local business I can in good heart recommend to you all is Ports General Hospital. Located near the Almina Olympic Stadium, this hospital has only 3.2 out of 5 stars on Google Maps. But listen, if your life depends on it, you might want to take your chances in the White Halls of Doom. Take care, y'all.
Yep, fair enough. I took a bit of a different approach. I centered it out. When you say Iraq? So, for that reason, my recommendation is a furniture store.
So please. You can
get yourself Iraq.
You just rhymed Iraq with a rack?
Yes.
Buddy.
Anyway, I had a look around, and my recommendation is, and stay with me now as I butcher this pronunciation, the Sama al Bazarat Lilathath Walmafrusha.
Me drunkenly trying to tell a story. Me Ali Allah.
Which is a big box furniture store in the heart of Bazarat. Guaranteed to get you a rack.
Buddy, this is so bad. I cannot even begin to fathom how we have completely butchered this. Me fucking hospital and you are right. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm truly sorry. We know when we fucked up, and this is where we fucked up. Local radio, save us. Actually, let me go first.
Yes, please.
Because I found only two radio stations in Basra, so if Henry found the same list, that means there's a 50-50 chance you guys get like two random recommendations today. Otherwise, let's see who sells the same radio station better.
Okay.
Al-Rashid Radio Basra on 90.6 FM, where you can get news and entertainment, y'all. Go check out the sick-ass tunes in Arabic, of course. And just remember, this is literally where the heat is at.
Well, my recommendation is Al Radio Rashid or whatever you said, Basra. That's where the heat is at, or something like that. On a real note, I had a different one, which is Radio Nawa, the only radio station in Iraq that worked for me on my end, and that wasn't absolutely awful to listen to. So, yeah, go listen to that one if you want to save your ears, because the rest that I managed to listen to was genuinely pretty shit.
Yeah, and on that butchered note of the fucking local business and local radios, this episode was brought to you by Tom Huzza Production. If you like what you heard, and it's unlikely, but if you did like it, go check out Colossal Pangu on twitch.com. To see our dear colleague stream his life away for some views and stuff, whatever, BitLife. You want to have some feedback, and I am expecting a rock through my window, rest assured. But anyways, give me a warning at 000RUDYS000 on Instagram, so 30RUDYS30s. I'll tell you the time and address and throw that rock right in. If you want to be a bit more polite, go to Spotify, give us some feedback. If you want to throw a rock at Henry, you can find him at...
You can probably find me passed out, dehydrated in the desert. Throw a rock at me, because I'm probably dead anyway.
No. Well, anyways, I want to get our way right. Where are we going next, Henry?
Well, Rudy, I'm happy to say we're going to... Drumroll, please. Ushuaia in Argentina. Pretty interesting.
That's actually
one.
Pretty cool. And anyways, I'm going to take the quickest way down. See you there, Henry. Pull the lever, crunk! Ah!